And so, due to one architectural oversight, the Toledo Bridge disaster of 1906 claimed the lives of 75 people. Now, I hate to stop while I'm on a roll, but happy Halloween, you crazies.
Hey, Professor Brosby, you gonna come get beers with us later?
Nah, I got a thing. But you kids have fun trick-or-treating.
This is our treat. You're the coolest, Professor Brosby.
Well, hot dog.
Did it hurt?
What?
Getting that kid's nose surgically removed from your ass.
It's not her nose that's in my ass, Lily. It's her heart. My class loves me. I'm really making an impression on those guys.
I'd like to make an impression on those guys.
And I love the office Halloween party. It is so much sluttier than the office Christmas party. Though, not as freaky as the office President's Day rave. Or the office tuba spot pajama jammy jam.
Hey, guys. Hey, boss.
Hey, Randy, you want a beer?
Oh, no, thank you. I brew my own. At the risk of bragging, my hazelnut pilsner won fourth prize at the Weehawken Retirement Home Clam Bake and Wheelchair Maintenance Picnic.
I wouldn't consider any part of that bragging.
Hey, just occurred to me, is your friend, what's her name? Gobbin? Flobbin?
Robin.
Robin, that's it, yeah. Is she coming tonight? Not that I really care.
Robin has another party to go to.
Oh, damn it! I'm leaving!
Well, but she might stop by later.
Guess I can hang out a little longer.
They watch as he takes some of the sweets with his mouth.
So, anyone going to see the Halloween parade?
Oh, we were big fans of New York's annual Halloween parade. I don't mean the one that takes place Halloween night in the village. I mean the one that takes place the morning of November 1st. The annual post-Halloween Walk of Shame parade.
Look at them heading home after their dirty, filthy hookups.
Oh, looks like that bee got busy.
Looks like that French maid didn't turn down somebody's bed.
Oh, looks like Pocahontas has a couple of wounded knees.
Come on, Marshall.
That's a line.
No, it's we get it.
Does it get any better than this?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Robin.
Crap.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
There she is. Florence Knight in bed with a stranger.
So is the lucky patient.
I don't want to talk about it.
Please tell me you're not hooking up with one of your co-anchors again.
My co-anchor's a woman.
Please tell me you are hooking up with one of your co-anchors again.
Robin had always believed that the key to success was intelligence, hard work, and professionalism. Her new co-anchor, Becky, had a different philosophy.
Boats! Boats! Boats!
It's the Far Hampton Boat Show!
Boats! Boats! Boats!
November 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Far Hampton Civic Center. Come on down.
You did a commercial?
Why not?
You're a journalist. Don't you want to be taken seriously?
No, I'm cute.
Okay, well, if you really think this is going to help your image.
Hi, Becky. Boats, boats, boats. Robin, a little help here.
Robin, you gotta not worry so much about being liked.
Oh, easy for you to say. Everybody loves you at your job.
That was true of my teaching job, but I was also designing the new headquarters for Goliath National Bank. And, well...
Ted Mosby, we don't like you!
What do you have to say for yourself? Tearing down a beautiful old building just to put up a stupid bank headquarters.
Boo. Freaking. Who?
Boo. Freaking. Who? That's it? The Arcadian is an architecturally significant...
Architecturally significant. Zoe, you're very pretty. Your hair smells great.
Shampoo. You should try it sometime.
You don't know the first thing about architecture.
Key, Ted Mosby's car. Go on.
I'm a professor, okay? I teach this stuff at one of the best colleges in the country. I don't go down to your place of non-employment and lecture you about how your little protest is a misguided waste of time, except, whoops, I just did. A burn!
Oh, good, the eggs are here.
Well, I should head up.
No, GMB was not popular. That's why every year they produced a feel-good video to improve the bank's image.
What makes Goliath National Bank different from other big banks? Here at GMB, we care.
I care about our precious earth.
I care about old people.
I care about high-yield offshore investments. And so does Tugboat here.
Isn't that right, Tugboat? Yeah.
Okay, get that camera out of my face before I flip you like a cheese omelet.
All you have to do is say, I care about making dreams come true.
First of all, that line makes me sound like a hooker, and saying it makes me feel like a hooker.
Everyone is in this video. Randy's in the video.
Oh, I don't want to brag, but in 29 takes, I only threw up thrice.
Randy, did you send the Hermanson contracts downtown?
I did. I sent them downtown.
Why are you saying it like that? They never arrived at the downtown office.
Well, just to make sure we're on the same page, is send them downtown not an expression for shredding a document?
You shredded them?
I sent them downtown, you know, down into the shredder. You feed the paper in a downwards fashion, so that's where the expression comes.
That's not an expression. That has never been an expression.
Okay, I can fix this. I am all over this project.
He runs out.
I'll say this. There is no quit in that guy. You should fire him.
Okay, that right there. That attitude is exactly why I won't be in your video, because GMB doesn't care. They hand out pink slips like they're hors d'oeuvres. Just last week, I was talking to Arthur.
Oh, you're wearing a green tie? No, I'm wearing a green tie.
GMB treats people like they're disposable, and I will not be a part of that. Marshall Erickson does not fire people, period.
Just want you to know we are making good progress on this new project. Oh, you gentlemen keep talking. I will answer that. Marshall Erickson's office? Yeah, I can get that for you. Just a second.
He knocks Marshall's lunch onto his lap.
Bank. The B stands for bank. Okay, Mother, I'll see you tonight. Oh, yikes, I better give Mr. Bessie a napkin.
He runs out with the phone. Barney watches and smiles.
Period.
Just tell me who you slept with.
Dudley, I don't want to get into it, okay?
Aha!
It's someone we know. If it was some ding-dong we didn't know, you'd just give me his name.
Fine. It's Bill Pepper.
Bill Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a coincidence. There happens to be a Bill and a pepper shaker here on the table. Any chance you and Bill had a three-way with fork napkin?
Oh, God.
It's someone we know!
So, I'm assuming you all read the chapters on Greek Revival architecture. Any questions?
Yes. How do you sleep at night?
What are you doing here?
It was recently made clear to me that I don't know the first thing about architecture, so here I am.
Very well, then. Let's get started. Some examples of Greek Revival architecture...
Ooh! Is the Arcadian Greek Revival?
No.
What's the Arcadian?
Oh, it's just this beautiful old building that Professor Mosby wants to tear down.
What? No, Professor Mosby loves old buildings. He wouldn't do that. Right, Ted?
Getting back to Greek Revival, I lost him.
Look, you're new at teaching. In my kindergarten class, I have had plenty of troublesome students. Like Johnny Marley. Johnny! He and that little stuffed horsey raised all kinds of hell. But I have a simple method for shutting down troublemakers. You know that 98 Taurus that's always parked outside? The one with the really annoying alarm?
Woo, 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 woo! Woo, 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 woo! Woo, 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 woo! Whoop! Whoop!
We're familiar with it.
Well, when a kid like Johnny acts up in my class...
She flashes the light and makes the alarm sound until he stops.
Shuts him right up.
Lily, my students are adults, and I treat them that way. I'll just give them more candy and make them a mix CD. Problem solved.
Well, baby, what's wrong?
Something bad happened.
Randy, hey, have you seen...
Before you get to that, regarding the earlier project I was working on, voila!
That's the Hermanson contract?
The Hermanson contract? Oh, man, this is the Filbert contract. Damn it! Anyway, what's your thing?
I need the Filbert contract!
No! I'll do what I can, but in my experience, twice shredded is fairly permanent.
Sorry, Randy, but this just isn't working out.
Marshall popped his cherry! Oh! Come on, Marshall, you have to admit the guy was a disaster. I mean, it reflected badly on the company. He was an embarrassment, a huge embarrassment.
You slept with Randy!
What?
Why, it's elementary, my dear Shabotson.
Your co-host is getting super popular because of her stupid commercial.
Boats, boats, boats.
So when you arrived at the GMB party after we left, you were feeling vulnerable and drunk. Then from across the not-so-crowded conference room, your eyes met.
She smiles at Randy.
And as we all remember, Randy has a unique condition.
Yeah, your nose is bleeding like a faucet.
Oh, God, this happens every time I get an erection. I am so sorry.
That's exactly what happened.
See, Marshall? If getting fired is an execution, at least the guy had a last meal. I promise you, tomorrow you'll feel a lot better.
Randy.
Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to say no hard feelings.
Thank you. So where are you headed now?
Downtown.
He jumps into the shredder.
No!
It's okay, baby.
It wasn't okay. So the next morning...
Arthur, I'm here because I made a mistake. I fired Randy yesterday.
That was a mistake. You should have fired him a year ago.
No, sir. That is what's wrong with this company. How can we say GMB cares and then turn around and treat someone like that? I mean, sure, he made a few mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes. Like Tugboat here. Aw, I bet you he's made some mistakes. And you didn't fire Tugboat, did you?
No, I got him fixed and he calmed down.
Exactly, kind of. Randy doesn't need to be fired. He needs to be fixed.
Marshall, we do some pretty bad things around here,
no,
but I...
Sir, I'm saying instead of getting rid of someone when they screw up, we should help them. We should nurture them. No?
He hands back the photo of Tugboat.
I changed the ice pack on his crotch every hour for 3 days. Wow, Erickson, if you want to unfire Randy, I support you. Because to come in here and say what you just said, well, you got a couple things that Tugboat doesn't.
Guys, prop rock is a really good mix, okay?
A piece of New York history is being torn down, and all you could say was boo freaking who?
Boo?
I may have mentioned our conversation over a session of Hacky Sack.
The one day I missed the sack circle you guys sub her in?
Why'd you miss? Too busy tearing down the Statue of Liberty?
No. I was returning a hot dog costume that you all enjoyed.
They were all turning against me, so I figured, what the hell?
Ted goes to the back of the room and flicks the light switch.
And did it work?
Gangbusters. We're buddies again. After class, we hacked a little sack to the thumping strains of my prof rock CD. And no, none of them heard the Pixies B-side. Actually, none of them heard of the Pixies. Or a B-side.
Hey, guys. Uh-oh. I know that smile. Lily, there's no easy way to say this. Marshall's dead. Randy murdered him.
No, I know why Randy is smiling. You're smiling because of Robin.
Robin? Like how I think about her when I'm in the shower?
I'm trying to eat here, buddy.
No, because you slept with her on Halloween.
What? No, I went home, had a shower, and went to bed.
You didn't sleep with her?
No. Even in the shower, the farthest we ever get is hugging.
So why are you smiling?
I'll tell you why.
This just isn't working out.
I'm fired. Great. This is the candle kiosk at the mall all over again.
Wait a minute. I get a severance check. If I don't shred it, I can use that money to start my own brewery. Imagine a beer with my name on it. Randy Warmpus, this is the best day of your life.
Thanks to that severance check, this time next year, you'll all be enjoying a frothy mug of Warmpus.
Randy, great news. You're not fired.
He looks round in shock and then sinks to his knees.
Good morning, everybody.
The room's empty.
Where's my class?
Hello, Professor. Hubbard.
I got you your job back, Randy. I thought that you'd be happy.
But I don't belong here. I'm born to be a brewer, a hopsmeister.
Well, then quit. No one's stopping you.
I can't. I need my severance check.
Well, I'm sorry, Randy, but that's called fraud.
It's not fraud. I'm just asking you to give me a lot of money to not work here and not tell anyone about it.
Even if I wanted to fire you after my talk with Arthur yesterday...
Oh, come on. Arthur can't remember that.
Marshall, what a memorable talk we had yesterday. Randy, on behalf of everyone at GNB, both in and out of prison, we're sorry. And I want to assure you, you will never be fired again. You're going to work here until you die. Huh? Huh? Green tie? nice choice.
Thanks. Brings out my eyes.
Yeah. I'll bring out your eyes.
Listen, Randy, I'm sorry, but I broke my own moral code once, and I felt evil. I will not let GNB change me. I will never fire anyone again, ever.
But we'll see about that.
Marshall looks worried.
Anywho, well, I gotcha. Big smile. We care about making dreams come true in 3, 2...
No! What are you doing?
Oh, are you unhappy with my performance? Well, I guess I'm fired then. I better turn in my ID.
No, it's actually, nice having some of this clutter off my desk. So thank you, Randy.
He throws a drawer on the floor.
And there's more.
Chucks the papers in the air.
What I'm gonna use this for, but it's great stuff.
Now am I fired?
I've been meaning to clean out that file cabinet for ages.
I'm not even here. Randy, the coffee.
He pours it over the desk.
Okay, thank you, Randy. I've been meaning to cut back on my caffeine.
Here, try this, but really go for it. Remember, this guy ruined your life.
Randy throws juice in Marshall's face.
That's just the pick-me-up I needed.
Speaking of pickups, can we try the first one again?
Hello?
It didn't work. They hate me. How do I get them to like me again?
You don't. Ted, you're their teacher. The only people that like their teachers...
I like my teachers.
...are dorks. Except for you, Miles. Look, Ted, you just have to learn to embrace their hatred. Because behind that hatred lies fear. And you can use that fear. Like I did with Johnny Marley.
Was there more to that story?
A little bit.
The children in her class are all lying on mats, asleep. When Johnny wakes and lifts his blanket, there's a toy horse severed head underneath it.
Lily, you're a psychopath. A
little bit.
I thought about Lily's advice, and I figured fear was worth a try.
Well, Professor Mosby, is there anything you want to say to us?
Anyone not in class tomorrow gets an F.
You said that?
Well, technically they'd get an incomplete, but I thought F had a nice scary ring to it, right?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Robin, who'd you sleep with? I told you. Randy. He was a machine. Mm-hmm.
Where's the poop, Robin?
Fine. I didn't sleep with anyone. The thing is, ever since Becky did that commercial, everyone at work loves her. So the day after Halloween, I was in a commercial.
What? Why didn't you tell us?
Bladder trouble. It's embarrassing. It's uncomfortable. And it can affect anyone.
I'm going to the bathroom right now.
Neat and discreet adult diapers for anyone.
Say,
She winks.
Wow, I can't wait to see it.
Well, hopefully you never will. They said that they might not even use it.
It ran for 7 years.
Okay, you win. Maybe trash in your office was a mistake. It's just, as long as I can remember, making beer has been my dream. Wampus? I know it sounds dumb to someone who's already achieved his dream. Big-time lawyer at a huge corporation.
You think working here is my dream?
Of course. Anyways, I'll clean this stuff up. Have someone get that dead squirrel out of your desk.
Marshall tries the beer.
Randy? This is delicious. You're fired.
kids, the next morning, my class had the highest attendance ever. And not long after that, Randy used his severance money to start a little brewery. Now you can have a warmpus at every bar in America. And all because...
I care about making dreams come true. Got what you need?
Yep, that's a wrap.
He's got another beer.